swing, swing, swing here.
Oh, hammer that.
Give me some of this over the triple block. Yes.
That guy's going to swing no matter where he is.
Ace, it's over.
Welcome to Over the Top, your all-access view inside BYU Men's Volleyball. I'm Jerem Jordan alongside Steve Vail. Can you believe it? It's National Championship Saturday as the Cougars play Hawaii tonight for it all, Steve.
Telling you, this is a big, big day. I don't know how those guys are able to put food in their stomachs and walk around like it's a normal Saturday, because this is a big one, man. I'm excited for them.
I couldn't sleep. And frankly, I'm in Columbus. I'm here to watch it tonight. I am stoked beyond belief. I tried to get you to come with me, but you have two youth soccer games you have to attend, so you could not.
I get it. It's a big Saturday for me, too, here at the home front. Two huge, huge soccer games for a six-year-old and a nine-year-old. So, yeah,
I get it. Big time. I get it. Hey, here's the show lineup. We'll preview the mega matchup with the Rainbow Warriors. This has been 2 years in the making. Discuss what a win tonight could mean for the legacy of this group. Steve's wow moments of the week. And, of course, 80s or 90s movie or TV show of the week. And Coach Sean Olmstead will join us from Columbus for an extended conversation on Championship Saturday. So here we go. BYU versus Hawaii, 1v2, 2 years in the making. In fact, it might be three, Steve, because we go back to 2019. Hawaii came to Provo. It's a freshman, Davide Gardini. It's a sophomore, Gabby Garcia Fernandez and those guys. And Hawaii came in with an NCAA record set streak, and BYU couldn't even take a set off. The next year in Honolulu, it's 1v2. Both teams are 16-17-0. 10,000 fans in Honolulu, and BYU sweeps Hawaii, hitting 600+. Gabby Garcia Fernandez has 8 aces, and I called it on Twitter the greatest match BYU men's volleyball had ever played. The next night, BYU is up 2-0, gets a reverse swept in 5, 19-17. This epic pair of matches, pandemic hits, boom, season done. They were probably going to match up for the national championship last year, but they didn't. Here we are in 2021, 1v2, neither undefeated. But now we sit there playing for the Natty. This is as big of a buildup as you could possibly have in the game, given the pandemic and all of it.
Yeah, it's almost like when you're playing golf with your buddies and you're betting a quarter a hole or whatever, and then you push and go to the next hole, and now it's 50 cents. I know that's a horrible analogy, but that's kind of what it is, right? 2020 is pushed to 2021. And like you said, both these teams are so unbelievably good. They both have all-star potential, well, all over the court, but especially at the opposite position. It's going to be so fun watching those guys battle head-to-head tonight. I'm really curious to see how it's all going to go and who can keep their head, whether they're up or down, who can keep their cool, can keep their composure, and just keep that pedal down. It's going to be so fun to watch. My heart's in my throat already, and it's like, what, in the middle of the afternoon already. So it's maybe it's the soccer games that I'm so worried about. I don't know.
Okay, let's talk about the matchup to watch. So it's the two opposites. Last year's National Player of the Year, Gabby Garcia Fernandez, by the way, who became this week the second BYU player in history to be a 4-time first or second team All-American. Taylor Sanders wow. together. So pretty notable. Not even the great Ryan Millar did that, right? And then Rado Potapunov, who's the 2021 National Player of the Year from Hawaii, 6'9", Bulgarian, opposite, big arm. That's the matchup.
Yeah, both of these guys are so, so good at what they do. And cleaning up messes out there on the pin, big time serves, huge blocks. I mean, they're just giant, enormous human beings that have learned to play my favorite game on the planet at such an incredibly high level. So fun to watch these guys just go after each other.
Gabby Garcia Fernandez is 2 aces away from Taylor Sanders' record now, by the way. He's going to set the record in the national title game, man.
Yeah, that's the thing. When I was watching the semis, I'm like, hey, that's 2, man. He's only 2 down. Gosh, if he has even half the match that he did that last Thursday in Honolulu, he's going to get that thing. So he's got to get it done tonight. I mean, 2 is not a huge number, and the guy just has a cannon for his shoulder. So he's just got to put it together tonight.
Is it too much to ask that it wins the national title, the second one?
Match point, the second ace, boom, and then yes. The fireworks go off.
Yes, fifth set, it's 17-15 or something.
I don't want him to go five sets. I'll have a heart attack if it goes five.
Listen, I'm expecting a cry either way tonight, by the way. Like, if it doesn't work for BYU, then it's shoot. BYU hasn't been able to win this game for the fourth time since 2013, right? Yeah. But if BYU wins, a 17-year drought is over. So I'm going to just let it out tonight either way. By the way, Davide Gardini announced he's returning to BYU. I'm a little surprised and crazy excited. That's awesome.
Yeah, I was watching an interview, and when he just kind of threw that out there, I was like, oh, all right. And so cool, right? Because, I mean, BYU is, they're pretty deep. They've got some really nice, talented guys that are essentially on the B team right now because of who they're trying to play against. You know, that's like being an incredible center fielder, but you got to play opposite Griffey, you know what I mean? Like, you got to be behind Griffey. So it's like, it doesn't matter how good you are because the guys that are in front of you, but Davide coming back, that's just going to be so fun for next year, because while they are trying to put some new pieces in play, they've got this lead from one of the best ever for BYU. So cool.
And he could be a three-time first team All-American. So two-time already, which is incredible. And he was almost the national newcomer of the year as a freshman, just barely lost that. Yeah, he is one of the best outside hitters BYU's ever had, which is pretty incredible. Real. Okay, it's BYU versus Hawaii, 1-2. The epic matchup tonight for the national championship on ESPNU, 8 Eastern time. Steve says, wow, a lot during matches, so naturally it's time for...
This is Steve's Moments of the Week.
All right, Steve, what do you have this week?
So there's a couple. BYU into the Natty, right? That's a big one. 7 seniors. This is their farewell match for BYU. Davide coming back to play again next year. All these things are huge. The fact that Gabby is only 2 aces away from eclipsing Taylor Sanders' service record, his ace record, which that's insane to be able to pass that guy because he was so good. There's a lot of wow moments for this weekend, and hopefully there's one more that's going to be coming later on tonight with ending that drought. Fingers crossed.
That was Steve's Moments of the Week.
Okay, coming up, an extended conversation with Sean Olmsted from Columbus is Over the Top on Championship Saturday continues on BYU Radio. Welcome back to Over the Top. It's a Championship Saturday. BYU taking on Hawaii tonight, 8 Eastern on ESPNU for the national title. And we welcome in the head coach of the BYU Cougars, Sean Olmsted from Columbus. Sean, how are you feeling on one of the biggest days of your life here?
Yeah, no, I'm feeling great. Super excited for the guys more than anything. So we've all cleared testing this morning. And when we got the last guy through, you kind of have to wait in these rooms and you can't go anywhere. And when we got the last notification, I said, gentlemen, we are cleared for takeoff. And they kind of got super amped and, kind of everyone cheered. And we're heading a certain pass, and then we'll have a nice lunch together. It's a beautiful day in Columbus for sure.
Indeed it is. Although rainy outside a little bit, it's going to be fun tonight because obviously this is a matchup that we've been waiting for a long time. And yesterday you and I talked on BYU Sports Nation about, hey, you go back to 2019 and Hawaii came in with that set streak and swept a young BYU. You guys grew together last year, obviously. What I called the greatest performance in BYU history, sweeping Hawaii, 1-2, undefeated, 10,000 fans. And then the next night, BYU gets reverse swept and barely loses in 5. But there's a lot going into this match. So how are you managing those emotions with this group that is senior-laden, but this is as big a moment as there is in this sport at this level?
Yeah, for sure. But I think what you mentioned right there is really, really important. And I've seen that is, kind of the seniors or the veterans and just kind of, keeping everybody steady and even par. And we've gone through everything. You know, you get to this stage and we talked about it before we even got here. Look, we would rather treat this entire experience as another opportunity, another road trip. But you can't, the social media is here. The photographers are here. There's all these obligations for media, got to go to press conferences, got to have people around and this and that. So we've done everything we can do on our end to manage those things and control those things and keep the mindset that, hey, we're going to go to serve and pass. We're going to go through the same routines. We're not changing anything. And you know, not the coaches aren't running around frantically like, oh my gosh, this is going on. This is going on. No, just do the best to keep our cool, manage those emotions of the younger guys. But it's been, you know, the leadership of the older guys that have brought us here. And so it's exciting. And everything about today is exciting. And again, more than anything, it's never going to be about me or our coaches. It's going to be about the student athletes that get to experience this moment, this match, and this week that we've been here.
With Hawaii, obviously, it's two very similar teams from last year. In fact, BYU, you guys are almost the exact same, right? They've added a piece or two here or there, but how much of the game plan is very similar to what you had last year versus a different type of squad, albeit a similarly looking one this year?
Yeah, a lot of it is similar. You know, of course, we can't go in there and go, hey, remember a year ago what we did? Hey, let's go do that again, you know.
Hey, it worked on the first night.
Yeah, they've gotten better. They have added a few pieces, and some guys have played a few more minutes. You know, we saw, if you look at their the lineup, we saw almost the exact same team throughout that weekend that we were out there. But they've gotten better. I think we've gotten better. We've gotten more experience. They've got more experience. So it's going to be really interesting. It's a bummer we couldn't play in this year, but you know, we expected that, hey, getting to the national championship would allow us to compete against those teams we weren't able to compete against. So it's pretty darn exciting. And just, again, grateful that we could be here, and the gratitude's kind of overflowing to be able to participate in this match and get after it.
In 2013, 16, and 17, in the national title games, you were the coach for 16 and 17. In those games, BYU did not pass well enough to, you know, perform on offense well enough. It feels like this team, Sean, is passing really well and has an effective serve to where that's not going to be an issue. Do you feel like that's the case?
Well, you know, I can't say it's not going to be an issue because Hawaii is going to bring it, you know, but here's what I can say and what I've told people. And so it's not rocket science. It's not like this, hey, here's the secret to our success. But the reality is those matches, you saw them. We went into a match against a server that we could not replicate. We pretty much could not replicate in practice, you know? And then you get there and you're like, okay, this is a little faster than any of our guys can hit. And this is a little different. And no matter what you think of that, it's nice to have guys like Gabby, you know, Will and Davide that are bringing it more and more, you know, that are kind of climbing up the mile per hour notches on our radar gun. So that just allows our passers to be put in that position. And we're doing it as often as we can, where we're putting Gabby against our passers. And that's been super, super valuable. And we also now have that on our side, that we have some different arms that we can bring, and arms and shoulders from the service line that we just didn't have in the past. So there's something to that for sure that has helped improve our passers tremendously.
Nicholas Scherzen is the man's name, and I still have nightmares thinking about that. But yeah, it's
all good. I saw him. I told you I saw him. I ran into him the first night we were here scouting, and I walked up to him. I walked up to him, and I grabbed his right shoulder, and I said, "Hey, I'm just." He said, "Oh, congrats, coach, for being here." And I said, "Hey, I'm just really, really stoked right now that we don't have to go against this shoulder right here." You know, and he kind of laughed a bit. He chuckled a bit, yeah. And I, you know, and we talked so.
Yeah, and one player can make a major difference, obviously. And you mentioned Gabby Garcia Fernandez, and he got two aces against Lewis in the semifinal win. So he's now two away from Taylor Sander, and certainly there were some matches that he would have played in 2020, and he would have played at the beginning of this year. So this record, if all things were normal, he would have set the record 3 months ago, probably.
Yeah.
But he now sits two away with the national championship match, you know, as the final hurrah. This is setting up to be perhaps something special tonight.
Yeah, no, I never get ahead of myself, but I will in that, on that record, had he had the end of last year and a normal season this year. I mean, look at, you look at that, that record would have been obliterated. We all know that. And so it is what it is, you know, it's COVID's been a strange and new experience for everybody. So we've all learned to, kind of just adjust to whatever and take what we can have. But I will say, nothing against Taylor. Taylor knows how high I think of him, and but that record would have been obliterated.
Yeah. Okay, much more coming up with head coach Sean Olmstead. We'll take our second and final timeout as Over the Top continues on BYU Radio on a championship Saturday. Welcome back to Over the Top. BYU men's volleyball taking on Hawaii tonight, 8 Eastern on ESPNU for the national championship. We are continuing our conversation with Coach Sean Olmstead from Columbus, Ohio, as BYU prepares for the match tonight. What are the emotions like, Sean? Because even before you got the men's job, you were always the biggest cheerleader of the men's team, but now you're the coach and you're in your third national championship match on the men's side. Fourth overall since you went to one on the women's side in 2014. You've been here before, but they all feel kind of unique in their own way.
Yeah, and every team and every year is unique. And that's the kind of the great thing about being a part of teams. You know, every year is a new year. You even look at our squad this year that looks, you know, but on paper, wow, okay, it's pretty similar to last year, but man, just the energy of this team, the excitement of this team, the guys on the bench, they're a hoot. You know, I have to do my best to not look down at those guys because I'm half the time I'm cracking up, you know, but that's just it. You know, yesterday we started, we just did a little kind of run through some, you know, whatever you want to call it, A and B. The B guys have really embraced their role, and that's something unique and special, but they're playing. We're doing a little scrimmage back and forth, and they're playing, but they're not cheering. And they were doing it without, like, they were, the emotion was there. They were screaming, but nothing was coming out. And I'm like, what the freak are you guys doing? They're like, coach, we're saving it for tomorrow. So today's silent cheering. And it was just hilarious. Cause I started cracking up because they were celebrating the same with no, nothing coming out of their mouth. You know, they're pumping their chest and, you know, pumping their fists. And they did that all on their own. You know, I think somewhere I saw someone credited me. You're like, oh, that's genius. And I'm like, no, I didn't do anything. That's these guys, you know, and they, you know, it's just every team is unique and special, and each one of them. So here we are. And, you know, the emotions are what they are, and we'll do our best to kind of manage them. But like I said earlier, just, you know, go through, hey, here we go. It's another opportunity for us to be together, to compete together, and, two teams remaining, man. Nobody else is playing right now. How exciting is that?
Yeah, on Instagram, so they cool. said you initiated that. So I was like, that's brilliant by Sean.
Nope.
Yeah, now we learn the truth.
Those guys take that credit all day.
No, but you guys know me. I'm not going to take the credit. I didn't do it. That was that group, and that's kind of their makeup. That's what they bring to our team, which is awesome.
There are mannequins in the hallway that they've sort of, as teams are eliminated, you know, they lose the mannequins, but they have jerseys of the teams involved. So there was a voting of what they should call the mannequin with the BYU jersey on it. And one of the options was Big Sean. Another was Wilson. I'm trying to remember the others, but that dude was jacked. I was like, that is Big Sean, I guess.
Big
yeah,
Sean.
In that sense, I will take that one because I'll take that. That dude is, yeah, for sure.
What's the environment been like there? Because it's not the same venue you played in 2017. That's St. John Arena. This is the Covelli Center. It looks really nice. I'm in Columbus. I'm very excited to go and see it tonight. It's a volleyball-centric center. They do some wrestling in it as well. But it looks like there's not a bad seat in the house. And one BYU fan told me it was 2-1 BYU fans repping on Thursday against Lewis.
Yeah, it's awesome. And I heard through the rumor mill, they started actually selling tickets and people drove all the way from like New York. Some people came from Florida. That someone told me people drove all the way from Utah and got tickets. So I don't want to start spreading false rumors, but I was told they actually started selling tickets. Like at the end, they figured they had a handful. And so people coming up, they were like, yeah, we got it. You know, it's like the side deals, like, hey, we actually do have some, you know, come on in. And so it's a cool arena, man. You'll really like it. And they've got this they've got these bars on the top, you know, under normal well, they actually were serving beer at our semifinal match.
Yes. But, yes, they were.
You can kind of hang out up there and just watch the game. They said a lot of fans just kind of sit up there when under normal circumstances, you know, so those are closed down right now, but it is a really, really cool arena. I'll tell you what, it's really, really nice. It's the largest playing surface ever for an NCAA volleyball final. And they took away a bunch of banners when they got there just so that we could have more pursuit. So that's good and bad because we bomb a serve off their platform. They've still got a chance. You can chase that thing down almost like 50 yards, you know? So that's, he ripped his spandex. He's like, Sean, you owe me new spandex. He had a big old hole on kind of his up on high on his hip. Cause he went into that carpet area and he slid on the carpet. So,
I remember that.
But still it's cool. Cool, open plane surface.
So when you talk to the guys tonight, and obviously it's a championship game, you've tried to keep it like, okay, this is another game. Yet you said on BYU Sports Nation, and I really appreciate the honesty because we don't always get that from coaches, of it's not just another game. This is literally one of the biggest moments of everyone's lives tonight, which there's more to life than sports, but this is certainly a banner moment in program history and could be a 17-year streak snapped and whatnot. So what's the message you're going to give the guys before the match to keep them in this moment?
Go out and I truly believe that our best from start to finish, and best encompasses so many things. That's, you know, being able to maintain yourself when things aren't going your way, our best when things are going our way, to put the gas pedal down. Our best is going to be absolutely good enough to be able to go and win a national championship. And so that's kind of what we harp on with the guys. And we'll do a few things that, you know, we're not going to share right now. We'll do something. We'll get them going and they'll be ready to march out on they'll get the goosebumps. They'll get the chicken skin and they'll be ready to go out on the floor when our time from the locker room to the floor is there. I can guarantee you that.
Is it a motivational speech? Is it a video? Will you give us a hint?
It may have to do with a few of those things, but we can talk about it after for sure.
Okay. If That's you need me to come in there and say anything, you just let me know. I'll rile up the guys.
I will. I got it. You got it.
Well, Sean, the best of luck. We've talked throughout the season and this initial season of Over the Top, and it's been really fun to chat every week, and here we sit on Championship Saturday, man. We couldn't be more excited for you, and we look forward to what we think will be a great match tonight.
All right, thank you guys for everything. It's been a blast. I really do enjoy it. Can't thank you guys enough for all you do for our sport, for our guys, and we just really appreciate the heck out of you guys.
Well, thanks, thank you. Sean. Very you guys kind. Take it to them tonight.
All right, we will, buddy.
All right, great stuff with Sean Olmstead. Let's wrap up with our 80s or 90s TV show or movie of the week, Steve.
So I was watching the UCSB and Pepperdine semis on Thursday, and McFarland's one of the players for UCSB, and he brought back a memory from watching the Three Amigos, and when they're trying to summon the invisible swordsman, Farley, 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 and trip, 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 Nanny. So that whole scene just kills me. You know, you shot the invisible swordsman. Anyway, one of the classics from the 80s. So I had to throw that one in there here towards the end of the year.
Oh, Three Amigos with this demographic, massive, dude. Almost as big as the Princess Bride. Let's be honest. It's
absolutely
incredible. Well, Steve, final thought here. BYU's playing for the national championship, man, against Hawaii tonight. Again, 8 Eastern, ESPNU. Kevin Sunderland and Paul Sunderland, Kevin Barnett on the call. They are fantastic. They do the Olympics.
They're the best.
They're the best in the game. I know a lot of you think we're pretty good. We are very flattered by that idea, but listen, they are the best in the game.
They're really, really good.
BYU and Hawaii tonight, man. This could be the end of the streak. Like this could be it tonight.
Yeah, 17 years in the making. And I'll tell you, Ben, how bad do I want BYU to come out like they did that Thursday night in Honolulu? I mean, they were so dialed in and so hungry. I mean, 8 aces from Gabby against the number one team, undefeated. Like, it was unreal how well they played it. I'm just I'm hoping that they come out with that kind of fire tonight and just bring it to. One thing that really worries me though is I can never say his name.
Rado Potapunov.
Yeah. He kind of didn't have that great of a match, which scares me that he might be a little bit due to go off. And so I'm hoping that's not the case. But, of course, we want to see the best that everybody's got and the best volleyball possible. But, it's a big Hawaii team, man, but it's also a big BYU team. And we've already shown that we're kind of the team when we're playing at, you know, at that highest level. So we'll see how it goes.
Okay, BYU and Hawaii for the men's volleyball NCAA National Championship tonight, 8 Eastern, ESPNU from Columbus, Ohio. That'll do it for us, the season finale of the show. Next Saturday, May 15th, we recap the year. Will we be talking about a national championship for the Cougars? We will find out later today. For Sean Olmstead, producer Trent Reimschussel, and Steve Vail, I'm Jerem Jordan. You've just gone over the top. Go Cougs!